KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Thlaenadi and the Woosh Kitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home and who have never relinquished their property rights and hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterway. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunas chish for your patience as we learn.
Hansen Gress, Ka eat with the Shu Yi, we Kashuk are ye tin. Jin Katka Ke Jin Tauk Anakaya Ha Anikak Gunish Cheesh.
You're tuned in to Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests today are going to be talking about At Home with the Juneau Symphony. Welcome, Executive Director Charlotte Truitt. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, good afternoon.
And welcome to my colleague, KTOO's production manager, Miko Wilson. Hello, Miko.
Good afternoon.
Thank you both for being here. Charlotte, let's start with you. What were your plans for the Juneau Symphony this year, and how did those plans change?
Oh, well, that's a great question. And like so many organizations, we've had to find new ways of doing things during this pandemic. And in a normal season, we would have just had our first main stage concert at the Juneau Douglas High School. We generally have a season of four main stage large symphony performances, but of course that is not possible in these times. So we began to think about how we could continue to provide new music to our community and began to speak with you folks about the option of filming some small concerts, chamber concerts, and it kind of began in development this summer, and we are so pleased with how it has developed and the programming that with your help, we're able to make possible.
Thanks, Charlotte. And Miko, COVID-19 really put a damper on our live productions this year, but they didn't completely halt. I was just wondering if you could share a little bit about what we were able to produce this year and how it worked with all the restrictions we had to follow.
Yeah, obviously, the entire live event industry is hurting pretty bad, and that's hit Juneau as well. A lot of arts and cultural events in particular have been canceled. And so we're in kind of a unique position with our video production department. We've been doing live streaming for many years. And so we've been doing a number of virtual events where we bring in cameras, sometimes robotic cameras, and minimal crew and take these events that should be happening in person and do a best job we can at getting them recorded and put online, either live or pre-recorded, as is the case with this show.
Cool. Thank you for that update. So this weekend is the premiere of the first concert in the At Home with the Juneau Symphony online series, a collaboration with KTOO. It's titled Classics at the Glacier. Charlotte, would you talk a little bit about how this collaboration came to be?
Oh, it was great. We've been working with Franz Felkel, our concert master, and he's been working with a string quartet of local musicians here, Lisa Ibias, Megan Johnson, and Lindsay Clark have joined with Franz. And over the past 8 weeks, they have been practicing and preparing what is a really lovely lineup of classical string quartets. And we talked with you all about possible locations, and we came up with the Mindenhall Glacier Visitor Center, and the folks at the Glacier were so generous to host us. And we had beautiful weather for filming. And we just thought it would be wonderful to showcase the beauty of Juneau with our community and the world. And it's a beautiful backdrop to some of the world's most amazing music. And so coupled together with the visuals and the sound, I think it's just really a dynamite package. And for people to actually enjoy chamber music in their homes, just as they would have at the time that these were composed by Haydn, Schubert, and Mozart. And so it's a pretty authentic experience in your home. And I think it's a really creative, innovative approach and concept. We're in touch with different orchestras around the country, and everyone's trying to find a way to bring forth music. And thanks to our partnership with you all, we are able to do it at a really high quality level with beautiful filming. And really, I was told just the other day, it's basically the Vienna Orchestra and the Juno Symphony that's doing this like this right now. So I'm really proud of our community and proud of the partnership and the vision that we've had together.
Mika, what were some of the logistical challenges of filming an indoor production with multiple musicians, as well as production crew, and ensuring the safety of everyone involved?
It's tricky. There are definitely things you need to take into consideration. Thankfully, our technology does let us spread out a little bit. And so we're running with smaller crews than we normally would, and we're spreading people out. And the folks at the Glacier Visitor Center were really great to work with. They have great precautions out there for their staff, but also just let us spread out and kind of take over the whole visitor center so that we could have, a theater that would normally seat 50 people had 4 people in it, all spread out, right. Probably about 10 feet apart. And so it's, we all wear our masks and wash our hands, of course, but then just, being very conscientious of all the different phases and being very exact with the things that we do sometimes to allow this to be possible.
Right. One of the things I thought was so amazing was the use of the robotic cameras that allowed you to have, how many were in place there for the filming?
We used 2 robotic cameras and then 2 what I call manual operated cameras. There is still a human running the robot too, but they can be, in another room further away, which is something we'll be leveraging more on some of these future productions too. But we've been dabbling in robotic cameras for a number of projects for a few years now, and that really lets us, put cameras traditionally where we couldn't anyway, because a human with a camera might take up more space or be, just in the way. And so these small robotic cameras really let us put there, and turns out they're really good during a pandemic too, because they don't get you sick.
Yeah.
I should disclose that I have a role in this production as well. I'm the producer, and I did my part by playing double duty as producer and camera operator so we could cut down on crew numbers. Charlotte, how did it feel, or how does it feel, to know that the first concert is successfully filmed and ready for premiere?
Oh, it feels great just to have it completed. And, people are really responding well to it. We're closing in on at least 270 subscribers now that will be with us virtually on Sunday. We'll start with a pre-concert talk with Franz Felkel and Lisa Ibias at 2:30. And then at 3:00, the concert will come on, and then it will be followed by a raffle drawing that we're going to do. Our Judy Knight Memorial Raffle will follow it. So it's a nice afternoon with the Juno Symphony, and it feels really great, and people are responding, because I think in these times we really are all longing for inspiration and entertainment, and I think this is something that's just so positive for our community and for families. I think there are families who might normally not be attending a symphony, but now, because we come into their home, they're going to get exposed to symphonic music, or to chamber music in this case. And it feels really great. It's been a long time in the planning, it seems, but it's so nice to have it come to fruition. And this first one, I think, is people are going to really enjoy it.
Thanks, Charlotte. And Miko, how do you feel about the final product?
We're pretty happy with it, how it turned out. We've televised concerts of various scales in the past, but never something quite like this. And this one, as a visual person, you can't think of a better backdrop than the Glacier, and that whole area out there is just beautiful. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention one of our crew members, Betsy Sims of Studio A, who has been recording the symphony for many, many years for broadcast on KRNN. And we brought her on board for the team to do the recording for the sound for this. And she did a fantastic job in making it sound just wonderful.
Yeah, it really does look and sound fantastic. And if people want to get a little glimpse of it, they can get a little taste of it by going on our website, junosymphony.org. And you can see a little small teaser trailer, if you will. So you can get an idea of what we're talking about from our website.
And Charlotte, can you tell us again how we can watch on Sunday?
Yes, just go to our website, junosymphony.org, and purchase your virtual season package. It contains three concerts, and what we've been talking about today is our very first concert. So for $60 per household, you get a three-concert package. And then if you would like to give additional gift subscriptions to friends and family anywhere around the world, you can purchase those for just $30. And all of this is just working to help support the Juno Symphony and KTO and OO and helping us, you know, get through this time of the pandemic until we can get back on our main stage again. And I think it's very easy for people. It takes a couple minutes to just go to the website, junosymphony.org, and get your subscription. We will then email you a link to the concert and a link to the digital program that we'll be providing. So that'll go out to all the purchasers tomorrow or on Sunday. If people wait till Sunday morning to get their ticket, we will still get you the link on Sunday.
Thank you very much. And the forecast for Sunday looks like it's going to be perfect for staying inside and cozying up to some chamber music. We've sort of touched on this already, but Mika, would you give us a little bit of information about the next two concerts?
So we have a couple of wonderful venues that we're going to be at. And we have the next month in November, we will be at the Walter Soboloff Center, Shukahit Clan House. And then in December, we will be in the atrium of the APK, State Library Archives Museum building, and really hoping to give some fun perspectives and to those spaces that I haven't seen that much music in either one of them. So really looking forward to that.
Yes, and this first concert, if we do say so ourselves, is visually very beautiful and sounds very beautiful too, and I think the next two will live up to that as well. Mika and Charlotte, thank you so much for being here today. Is there anything else either of you would like to add before we say goodbye?
No, thank you. I just appreciate your time and having us on this afternoon to chat with you about what we're doing on Sunday. Thank you so much.
And Mika?
We're so glad to be part of this project. It's really fun to be making art again.
I heartily agree. Thanks to both of you. Have a great afternoon, and we'll be watching on Sunday.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.